is where real and virtual motorsport meet. From the ITA studio, to the paddock, to the sim rig, pull up a chair, pour a drink. This is the Into the Apex podcast.
Into the Apex podcast.
It's Into the Apex, back again. All four of us, minus Bradley this week. He's not in the main studio, but may or may not be jumping in remotely in possibly the second half or some part here.
Let's put some money on that. I am betting with the not.
You think he will not be here?
He is not showing up tonight, folks.
Bradley has he's got to return some videotapes tonight. That's what he's got going on. But we'll see.
I'll never not laugh at that.
I know. He's at an undisclosed location. We'll see. But he's got his... the same mixer and devices that I have in our main studio, so he could patch in, and we'll see if he does.
Well, that's why it's all the more disappointing and inexcusable.
Yeah, you've got the equipment. He's literally at a place where another podcast is done with the same equipment, so we'll see, TBD. But Rob has money on no. I have money on he'll say something happened, and yeah, no, he won't. We'll see. He might prove us wrong. But Rob obviously is here. Patrick Stein is back with us. This week, and feeling good. Patrick is ornery already. Yeah. Off the air, Patrick's ornery, so it's going to be a good one.
Giddy up. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Rob's in his new home studio setup, which is really nice. He's got Pinties on in the background on the screen. Looking sharp.
It's good times, man. Got to check that stuff out if you don't watch it.
So just after we wrapped up last week's show, talking about car, we've talked about GTPs on and off here, and we were talking about get your Daytona pick ready immediately, and I was beating that drum. So as soon as we get done, not less than a day after last week's show, iRacing puts out a teaser, just a picture of the two GTPs that we have, the Cadillac and the BMW, and then two GTPs next to those two that are underneath a black virtual cloth or cover. And that got everybody fired up, including us. As I look at it on iRacing's Instagram, IMSA Racing's social media responded to it with some emojis. And I think a lot of people were trying to speculate, obviously, immediately, what cars are these? What are we getting? And we've talked about what we think we know has been scanned. And I think left, I know Bradley has really read up on this, so it's great that he's not here, but... as I've heard from him, they've scanned the Acura and the Porsche.
Yeah.
So immediately we say, okay, Acura and Porsche. And if you look at, if we want to get in the weeds and study these pictures and look at the contours of the virtual black cover.
It's not a virtual black cover. Let's just, they're untextured assets is what they are. There's no textures on the outside. So it's just like the raw thing.
But it looks like it's blanketed. Because it's not all, you don't get to see it all. You get to see like the sharp edges, right? As I'm looking at, I'm staring at it right now intently, really with a magnifying glass.
Oh, you can't see the edges, you say?
Not. Pull it up, Rob. Look at it.
Give
it
one other Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah, I'm on iRacing Instagram. That's probably the easiest place to see it because I don't know what Twitter is now. But you can just see kind of sharp edge, like you could see sharp edges, but it looks as though something's draped over it. That's obviously the purpose of the graphic. But if I were to guess and really get in the weeds and study it, I'd say the first one, the one next to the BMW, is an Acura, and the one next to that's a BMW. But
you have car covers on them. Wow. Whenever I saw this from a distance on my phone, it just looked like raw untextured assets. But yeah,
that'd be too easy. We wouldn't even sit here speculating about
true. Yeah, no, but that's what it is for sure. It's
for sure.
I'd say so.
I don't know why, but to just today, actual photos of the Lamborghini surfaced on track, and it was kind of just darked out, just kind of carbon, if I recall right. But I don't know why, but after seeing that, something about that far end one makes me think Lamborghini. I think Acura for sure.
Yeah, the one, like the first one is the Acura you're thinking, right?
Yes, the one next to the BMW, for those looking at it with us. I feel like if you look at the eyebrows on it, headlights, it looks like they have, it has eyebrows that are angry. And the way it flares up a bit, that looks like the way the grill, you know how the Acura flares up a bit in the front. Yeah. It's very dramatic in the front. That's, I see that right through that. That's got to be the Acura. Got to be. The next one, though, could be the Porsche, because you know how the Porsche is flat in the front. It's like a little scooper. It's going to scoop you up. That's what I'm seeing. But look at Lamborghini, images of the Lamborghini GTP. We know that's coming to IMSA, and we know that it appears to me that obviously what iRacing is doing is mapping this alongside IMSA. So do I think we're going to see things like the Ferrari, the Peugeot, I don't know, get even further, I mean, the Alpine?
I don't think so myself. Glickenhaus,
obviously not the Glickenhaus, the Van Wall or whatever. No, I don't think we're going to get... They seem to be really IMSA-focused on iRacing. Would you guys agree?
Once I want them to be.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean,
we wanted to get closer to replication to real life. It's all about that.
We're obviously biased North American folks, but the beautiful thing is the translation over into WEC and such. I don't know. Patrick's actually here this week. We've been trying to get Patrick to come off of the Cadillac fanboyism. Fanboyism, I say. Yeah.
Listen.
What do you have to say for yourself?
That I'm a fanboy, 100%. Actually, more than 100%, 110%.
Talking of Daytona, if we're going to start pre-showing Daytona, what?
Oh, Jesus, beginning, man. It's fucking August. August. We're talking Daytona?
Oh, we did last week, yeah.
August. Oh, for fuck's sake.
But you, speaking of cars, as we get inundated with car selections, for the better. I mean, you could water, there could be a point where it's watered down. But you said that if the Corvette GT3... then you would be out of the prototype game. So that beats the Cadillac for you.
It'd be close, yeah. It would be close. Just because I kind of want to see how it would do, but Cadillac still is intriguing me. But BMW, I heard that shit, and
What do you got against it?
The Cadillac's an easy explanation. It's just your guys' American exceptionalism. That's all it is.
That's true.
Well, I will fully admit, yes, that's my American exceptionalism. Yeah, 100%.
It sounds like a beast, but the front of it looks just plain to me. It's plain.
Well, the outside of it, where you're not looking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that really matters when you're in the cockpit driving.
Yeah, the front of it is what looks tricky.
Holy shit.
The front of it. Rob said holy shit because somebody just joined our remote studio, but Rob, it's not Bradley, it's Jerry Isaacs.
Either way, holy shit.
he is in here with us, but he will not be speaking yet. I believe he might be racing, which he typically will talk while racing, but I believe he's really focused right now. So Jerry Isaacs will be joining the show any minute now, but as we continue on, the problem for me, I'm in Patrick's shoes because I'm a Porsche fanboy. Yes. I've become a Porsche.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Jerry, and we're live recording. Welcome to the show.
All right, sorry, I'll come back.
No, we're here now. We've already done it.
I got to do some settings.
Jerry is doing tech and racing and whatnot. We're just going to continue on and talk. Because I do have some topics to talk with Jerry, but I'm a Porsche fanboy, clearly a Porsche fanboy. So the problem for me is if they drop a Porsche sooner than later, and I really like it, am I going to be one that dumps something I've committed to? Because the point now is I want commitment. I want to commit to my car now and feel like I am digging in. And prepping. That was last week's episode title and theme in part. Patrick.
It's August, man. Why are you committing? You don't...
What would Mr. Daytona say?
Focus on Petit Le Mans.
Yeah. And also enjoy the rest of the summer where you get time off and relax. Wait until the fall and the winter.
It's health and wellness, Patrick. I like health and wellness, Patrick.
Thank you. I don't look like health and wellness, but well, I sure do have it.
I hope everyone just gets all out over their skis, being like, "I know what car this is either going to be. It's going to come out, and one of them is going to be like the last Mazda that they had last year, or whatever it was. It's going to be some like old LMP1 or something." You're like, "What?
Yeah, what's going on? 15-year anniversary? What the fuck?
It's going to be a Glickenhaus. So they're going to release that.
But I don't know. Yeah." No, it probably is what those two cars, but
it's going to be an IMSA driving car,
or
dual. It's not going to be a Ferrari, which I think would be really popular, by the way, Ferrari GT or LMDH or whatever the hell. But yeah, I would be in that position, but I want to feel like I'm developing myself. So the way we've been is I want to pick my car before Petit Rob because I want that to be a development race because Petit Le Mans. The special event, honestly, any race at Road Atlanta on iRacing is going to be a roll of the dice. That track is like a roller coaster. Legitimately, that track is terrifying. You can't count on anything there. And I don't think, as I think back the years that I've been doing endurance racing on iRacing myself, that I've ever finished Petit Le Mans. I don't think I've ever taken the checkered flag. We did?
Yes, we got P2. P4, our very first one, me, you, and Bradley.
No.
Yes.
You're lying.
Were you in that one, Tupac, or no?
You're misremembering.
Man, Jason Bivens sent me a $50 Amazon gift card when we did it.
You were running a Grey Hire car, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
I didn't race in it, but I remember that, yeah.
Well, God bless Jason, but
You were on a different team than me, weren't you?
Yeah.
Me and Bradley were on the same team with who?
Why was I left out? Now I'm trying to...
It was me, you, and Bradley, definitely.
No.
No, it was, for sure.
This would have been 3 years ago.
Yeah, right? You got P4.
No.
You can look it up. You can look up all your historical races anyway. We'll look it up.
I'll look it up on the break, and we'll come back to it. Yeah. But I really don't think I've ever finished that
P4
race.
P4 for me.
I love the track. It's probably one of the tracks that I'm better at.
I like racing GT3s in Petit Le Mans. I like being the slow class in it. I like that there's a skill to staying alive and being quick.
Yes. I don't want to race. I don't really want to do a prototype there, but it's too sudden, everything.
Well, that's why you say don't worry about Daytona. Stop saying what car you're going to drive. The Petit will just drive a GT3.
Yeah, I think that's what I would do.
Yeah,
that makes the most sense. Why are you going to commit to Daytona?
Realism or having fun? What do you prefer? Realism or having fun? Are you going to really dig in and try to be realistic, or are you going to have fun?
Fun.
Oh.
I don't know. What?
The name of the game is to have fun.
You don't want to pretend like you're a GTP driver full-time and drive nothing but that?
No.
In the sake of preparing? Am I making sense with that?
No, I think it's just something you should be driving the same car as much as possible. And you're the worst. But it's funny you're saying because you're the worst person for jumping from car to car.
100%.
Who, me?
You're just like, oh, I got this new livery for this car. I think I'm going to run this in this event. Yeah, you. You're a little slut.
What, me? Yes. Just hanging around? Me?
You're all in that corner every night. We see you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on the corner. Anybody got a Porsche? Who's got a Porsche?
You got a Porsche? If you got a Merc, I'll take that.
Anybody got a Porsche? I'll drive. I'm feeling a Mercedes tonight.
Yeah.
Let me inside that thing.
Well, that's more or less it.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're paying $14 for these sons of bitches.
It's true, right? Yeah, each one of them. It's true, but we'd all probably be a little bit quicker if we were racing the same one all the time.
Yeah,
we'll do next year. Maybe next year we commit.
Commit.
The special events that it applies to.
Yeah, all the IMSA special events at least.
Yeah.
See, so you're barking up the tree, I'm barking up just a bit. I appreciate that. Yeah, I think all of us who bought the Formula One cars, for example, I bought both of them, are a little salty because we basically just gave away $30 to drive two practice laps and never drive again.
More or less. I think I raced them like the week 13 or whatever it was when it came out that time. Like I did quite a few races in it that first week, but meant nothing.
I never raced the F1. The two F1 Mercedes, never raced them with other human beings.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah.
And I feel like if I set up a fun run, nobody would show up because everybody would be like, do you a Toyota Gazoo?
You can just go play F1 if you really want to get an F1 experience. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's not, I don't know. So iRacing isn't for that one car, is not providing, is not beating the experience that you can get elsewhere.
We said it.
I have a question then.
Yes. So
do you buy cars with the hope that you will race it?
Or, yes.
Like I'm cheap.
I'm not a virtual car collector, Jerry. Yeah, of course I want to race it.
I don't buy a car unless I know I'm going to race it.
I buy the hot new item.
Yeah.
Hoping. Like I need to try it. And I see the hype. I mean, this is something Bradley asked me when actually we were in our group text. We shared this after the show last week. Like, damn, we just missed it. We just had published last week's show, and this image came out. And we were kind of already talking about that. And we were like, damn it, we're going to kind of double back on it next week, but we got it. And Bradley said, which I think was a real ignorant thing to ask me, he was like, so you're going to buy both of those covered-up cars? I'm like, fucking yes, I am. I don't care what they are. I'm going to buy them. Got to catch them all.
No, I'm a. I don't want to buy it unless I know I'm going to drive it in something. I feel like I hate to spend the whatever 10-14 bucks, buy something and then never use it.
You never know. There's always the Christmas party. You never know what's going to come out there. That's pretty much what I buy everything for. Is like, because that night you never know what's going to happen.
I love Rob's enthusiasm for the Christmas party. Let's fucking go!
Christmas party, yes.
The Christmas party is epic and. You, dear listener, are always invited. Just join our Discord at madsimracing.com. Anyway, well, Jerry, on that note, what percentage of cars would you say you own if you had to just estimate?
Oh, if I had to estimate, maybe 30%.
Okay.
If that. But I also don't duplicate. Like, I have one NASCAR next-gen car. I have the Camaro. I don't buy, probably the one that I have the most of is GT3s.
Yes.
And that's only because every time there's a team event, somebody says, well, let's run this car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. I had to buy the Ford to run Spa.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, that's I understand that because those cars are like little unique chocolates in a box. The NASCARs are like, you just need one. But the GT3 cars are like beautiful little, like this one's caramel and this one's dark chocolate. And this one's coconut.
Fuck, I knew you were going to say coconut. God, what? The Ford is coconut for sure. Fuck that.
I hate coconut too. Yeah.
Ew, coconut, man. Ugh.
It's like we have our Mad Sim. We have a league coming up here, and GT4s are in it. And I really want to race a Mercedes, but I don't own it. But I'm like, well, I already own three of the GT4s. Why would I need to buy another one?
Don't be stingy, Jerry.
I can't help it. I'm retired. I'm on fixed income.
Support iRacing.
Yeah, don't be stingy. $14.
I know.
That's me with tracks. I'm like, they're racing at Aragorn or whatever the hell it is. Well, I'll just go to Road Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, let's see what's at Mid-Ohio this week.
Yeah, what's at Mid-Ohio? I'll race that all week. I'll buy the car rather than buy a new track that IMSA is racing.
Or hell, I might do my first oval race in like a couple months.
I actually did that at RRP and got a top five. Yeah. Can I get a round of applause for that?
Golf clap.
I drove the Class C trucks in the Maconi fixed race with my round wheel that I bought from Jerry at a reasonable price, and finished fifth place. I only wrecked like two people and caused a couple cautions. No big deal. That's one thing I've lost.
Affinity for your iRacing Americana.
Yeah, I mean I've said it many times, but the shit talk during the numerous cautions in an oval race, especially a low oval race, which is pretty much where I was at. It's very entertaining, either in the morning with a cup of coffee or at night with a beverage.
Oh, you better go in with a pretty high tolerance and a anticipation to be entertained.
Yes, it was good. I mean, people were upset. You get that negotiation of either somebody's pissed at somebody, and it's either that person's gonna one pretend like they don't have a microphone until the very end. Two, they're gonna be very apologetic, almost deprecating, so that you just pity them and feel bad. You almost wait for them to cry on the comms. Or three, they're gonna say "fuck you, bitch" back till the end of time, and then rage quit. One of those three.
Have you had the public announcer come on? Like, you know, the guy who does the race play-by-play broadcast during the race?
I have not had that yet. Have you experienced that in Oval?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Patrick? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Patrick, yeah. You're an NIS guy. Yeah. Yeah.
That's common now.
Well, it doesn't happen during NIS, I don't think. I don't think maybe I'm wrong, Patrick, but during some of the regular officials. Oh yeah, you'll get it. And there's this one guy, he's great. He does driver announcements during the practice and the warm up. And pretty much in NIS, like for a practice, for a half an hour, all he does is every driver that comes on, he does a driver announcement. And it's awesome.
Oh wow.
I love it. It's entertaining.
I think that's below my Oval rating and experience right now, but I like the sound of that.
It's a lot of fun. He's good at it. I mean, so that's what makes it, you know, and he makes up a backstory and stuff like that. So it's very entertaining.
He would be called a wanker on the road racing immediately.
Oh, absolutely. He would be a wanker, but he's also pretty fast. And I would say his name if I could remember, but I just can't remember who it is.
Are you doing some racing, Jerry, at the moment?
Sorry, I tried to mute it.
No, I'm curious because you
yes,
are.
Yes, I am.
you were very good for multitasking on the show, and I love that.
I was not planning on joining the show, and I'm happy to do it, but I am in the middle of a race, so I'm going to finish my race as best I can. Obviously, it's not that big of an important race.
Well, that's good. It's not. I assume it's not NIS at this hour.
No, I did NIS this afternoon, so got that taken care of. Road course. It's at sorry if you hear the background noise. It's a tough week because even if you're good, I'm just so slow.
Well, I got excited because I do like the Indy road course. That's where they're at. I'm excited to watch Shane Van Gisbergen. I might even tune in. I'm hyped. I'm on the bandwagon. But whatever it takes, right? But I jumped in actually with my Formula Wheel in the Camaro a couple nights ago, testing on Class A fixed. And I don't know how people do it because I was just running right off the course everywhere. And I was thinking, okay, I'll do some practice laps and I'll run maybe a race this week, a Class A fixed, maybe NIS with you guys if I can swing it and get in there on that some of that fun. That's a nice hangout. But I don't think I could do it because I was just, it was like ice. And stock, I've said it before, stock cars, those Class A through C cars on a road course, probably the hardest thing on iRacing that I've ever done. That's the hardest thing.
It just takes a lot of practice. It's just putting in the time and being very smooth on the throttle.
That's what I'm not. Not very smooth, just going balls deep.
Yeah, well, that works for about two turns.
Well, let's table that for a second, take a little break here, and let Jerry finish up his race, and come back and talk a little bit about yellow flags in leagues and hosted races, special events, and just kind of keep kind of a round table going on whatever we feel like talking about. Maybe a few more takes on the GTPs, and we'll see who's going to win the bet if Bradley shows up or not from his remote, undisclosed location. Rob has got the Pinties on in the background. Patrick is letting the gummies kick in, having a good time. And we'll be right back on Into the Apex. And we're back on Into the Apex after a short break. Jerry Isaacs is still behind the virtual wheel on iRacing, as he does. Tyler, Patrick, Rob. Still with you, Bradley. Nowhere to be seen, Jerry. With the crew chief in the background because Jerry's just an active racer. He gets it in. He gets it in when he feels like it. Racing, I mean.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Jerry gets it in, man.
My race is over. I just was speeding in the pits.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To talk and
I got you. Oh God, we distracted Jerry live.
That's okay. Nope, we're done.
Okay, yeah, just park it. Slam it into the set. Park sideways on the track. Go backwards on the track. Nothing matters. There are no rules.
Oh, we could talk about my biggest pet peeve.
What's that?
Unsafe rejoins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And you talk about that just for me. That's my biggest pet peeve.
In any setting, whether it's oval or road?
Oh, it doesn't matter. But you talk about that there were tons of them. this week at Indy and NIS. I mean, people go off in the grass or they overshoot their corners, so they take one of the side roads, and then they just come on like they own the track.
Yes.
That's... I paid $14.95 for it. What are you talking about? So frustrating.
I paid good money for this car and track and the subscription.
How hard is it to look left or right, use your relative? Come on. Ridiculous.
I agree.
Ridiculous. So I have a question for you, Tyler.
Yeah, go ahead.
So last time I was on, we were talking about your struggle with real life and sim racing and balance. Anything
balance.
New?
No. we have I will say this, having a league night that is established is helpful.
So did you talk about it or no, as in we ignored it and hope it doesn't come up again?
Well, there's not been an iRacing special event since. Really the problems flare up when there are iRacing special events, if I'm being honest. It's something that I weeknight, league nights, Mondays, Tuesdays typically for me individually. If I mean, that's preset and it's pre-expected, and those are pretty uneventful nights generally. So there's nothing going on. So that works well, but I want to do more than that, and that's probably the problem. But I get it in when I can, but the special events, which are on weekends, that's the difficult one, especially the special events. Like we talked about in that episode, they take 6 to 10 to 12 to 24 hours. That is an extreme thing. It's a commitment and it's unpredictable. You can't schedule it precisely because something I didn't say in that episode, but it's generally true, even besides the topic that we're trying to talk about. We, the End of the Apex team, Bradley, Rob, Patrick, me, we typically team up all the time in these events, and we stopped being the professional guys who had a spreadsheet. All the guys in endurance racing love that spreadsheet that's gone around, and they fill that thing out in advance and select their time slots and this and that. And I just found that it never worked. So why? I mean, if it's not going to be 1600 hours sharp that I get in the car, what's the whole point? I'll just make a to go list. So our strategy has been, let's lay the train tracks out in front of the train as it's moving. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, it's but true. You're right. Like, because otherwise someone's just sitting there updating a spreadsheet in real time. That's the only other thing it can do. And it's just creating an extra thing of work when you don't really have to do it. Just.
Yeah. Because then you're like,
leave yourself available for long periods of time.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, you cannot section off time for an enduro to where you can leave 100% confidently. Maybe 80% even, but not 100%.
I think the major thing, like, with having, like, a schedule, though, it, like, I'm not saying you'd stick, their stint started 5 minutes later or whatever. No, it's just, so you have, like, that time frame of, like, okay, I'll be driving roughly here and here, and I need to possibly be their spot for here. So you can kind of figure out when you have to be fully committed and not.
I think that's the biggest problem right there is that most people really account for their driving time and then don't account that, like, you got to be around for more than that. If you're not, then it just really doesn't work. So it's more than your drive time.
There's a point where people get exhausted and they can't go anymore. And I've had
on the six-man teams and the 24-hour events. Like, six-man is the way to go.
Yeah.
So, go
ahead, Jerry.
Let me ask you something then. Getting a little off topic, and I don't want to beat this to death. But so is she a gamer?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, so then here's what.
But I like to say neither am I.
Okay, well, here's what you need to do, and then we'll drop this part of the discussion so it's not too heavy. Next,
I do appreciate the tips.
Next time there's a special event coming up. One, you need to explain to her that these are real people you're teaming up with. And the race is live, and there's nothing you can do to control it. You can't pause it.
Oh, I've tried that.
Well, just okay. And then you need to say, on this date, this weekend, it's special event X, and I'm going to need to race. And in exchange, what do you want?
Me not to race, Jerry.
Yeah. Well, wow, that sounds pretty one-sided.
I'm not even married, and I already know that you at least say, okay, I'm going to be busy now, but we can make up for it by doing whatever you want or whatever.
Man, or just, I'm going to race this day. It's not that big of a fucking deal.
Yeah, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Voice of reason, Rob.
If the kid was screaming in the background because you forgot to feed him, okay.
I'd shut the door, Jerry. I'd be like, God damn, the white noise machine isn't loud enough.
but if she's just basically doesn't want you to race, I'm sorry, man. You got a problem.
Yeah, still trying to figure that one out.
All right, well, too heavy a conversation for this podcast.
Well, I'm glad we dipped our little toes into it.
Our
pinky toes, I was about to say. Yeah,
I heard the P and I didn't know what we were doing.
Our P. Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's a good follow-up, and I might table that further later down the road for a bonus subscription episode, which I swear we're going to catch up on those. Because at some point it becomes just ridiculous. I apologize to the subscribers. We're actually going to do something tonight. Now we have to. You fuckers can't go anywhere.
No, I can't.
Rob, shut the fuck up.
Make it happen.
Keep your seat. Yeah, keep your seat. what have you got to do? One thing, Jerry, since if we have your full attention now, if you're off the track.
Yes, I'm off the track.
Because we distracted you.
I wasn't trying that hard.
That's what I said.
Fifth.
One thing I wanted to bring up with you, we mentioned when you were on a few weeks ago that the Monday Night League that for us, for our sim racing group that you run, is coming back, and probably a more fun. It's certainly still organized. It's broadcasted, but we're not marketing it really. I mean, anybody's welcome that gets on the Discord, medsimracing.com, but it's certainly not being pushed and marketed like we used to, and it's just going to be for good enjoyment, but it's got the rules and structure. But one of the new structure pieces that you've added to it, that you're sampling, I should say, I don't think you've fully committed to it, but you're sampling full course yellows on these road races with LMP3s and GT4s. Talk about that decision to do that in a league, which is unique. You don't see that a lot, and how we're looking at implementing that. And we'll kind of go from there in discussing.
Yeah. So, you know, it adds a touch of realism. I mean, anybody that watches road course races, even F1, full course yellows happen. And I'm a lot about, you know, strategy racing. I love the racing and you know, my skill level is what it is. I know that. But there's sometimes from a strategy perspective, maybe I can take advantage of that. And strategy, pit strategy is pretty damn important in both oval and road racing. So I've always wanted to do that. And, you know, how do you do it? How do you do it fairly was the big issue. Well, I came across a program and I got it from somebody else that it's one that Majors uses in theirs and that. Basically what it does is it counts incidents in a race for all drivers, for every driver in the race. And it has a feature that basically when you hit a number, you put the number in, it will throw a full course yellow. It's automated and it's blind. So, I mean, well, you can turn it off or on, but I'll obviously have it set to blind. So even I don't see the counter, don't know when it's coming, and it throws a full course yellow. And what we're going to do, as you guys know, restarts are just, you know, any start is always havoc turn one. But what we're going to do is restarts will be single file. They will be is multi-class racing, so it's going to be everybody holds your position behind the leader. We will have waiver rounds, and the waiver rounds will have one lap to catch the back of the field. If they do, great. If they don't, that's on them. I imagine it's going to piss off some LMP3 drivers because they may be stuck behind a GT4 car that's slower trying to get around the track, but you know, that is what it is. We actually tested it in a race the other day. Worked just as advertised.
I think it'll work good, and I think it'll be very interesting. It's a broadcast series, but it adds just a little bit of different flavor to it. I know Patrick and Rob and I, we did MTech for the majors. That's where they've used this exact system. And I feel like there are always critiques of any type of system, and we've talked about those probably in past episodes, but this one is pretty basic because it's random, but it is based on accidents, so to speak. Yep. So that's a bit realistic. You obviously can't have a full course yellow thrown every time there's an incident because it would be even more ridiculous than low split oval racing.
Right.
But it adds that to it where things change, you can kind of re-rack, and maybe to an extent you'll have people not give up so quickly, like Bradley, if they fall behind.
Yeah, I mean, there's some strategy there if you get caught in something or whatever, but there's also, you know, some pit strategy. Do you pit early, hope for a yellow, get the wave around?
Yes.
Do you, you know, pit late, and how is it going to play into with the GT4s and the LMP3s and all that good stuff? So, you know, we do our best in that league. It's to do things to try and make it stay green and make sure that there's not a lot of wrecks. That wrecks are going to happen, but we try to put enough rules in them where we keep it clean and have fun. And that's the whole goal of it. And we did this for, I think it was 7 or 8 seasons, had a blast. And frankly, it just grew too big. It got to be a pain in the ass with protests and.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, with personalities.
Yeah, yeah, and so. Yeah,
fucking Leo.
Yeah, I've been called a racist, a bigot.
Exactly. That, I mean, the name that Rob just mentioned.
Yeah, and you know the thing is, though, I've decided.
Rob ain't fucking about.
Never is, right?
He's naming names.
But I decided, okay, I'll bring, you know, I had enough people ask about it. I'll bring it back. And I thought it would just be, you know, a little thing, you know, 4, 5, 10 drivers having a lot of fun. I don't know if you noticed, but yeah, we've had people joining the Discord left and right for this league. And it's like, where the fuck are these people coming from?
Yeah, because we've not pushed it
anywhere. We haven't put it on the, you know, we've done nothing, no recruiting races. And we've just had, I bet you we've had 10 people join just to race the league. So
yeah,
the big surprise for everybody is come out, have fun. It's all about having fun. And if you're a dick, I'm just going to kick you. I don't fucking care.
That is the end of the Apex brand. That's the end of the, my man. That's the ITA brand. I mean, listeners or family, come join. But if you're a dick, you're going to get banned, and there's not going to be an appeal status.
No, and sorry, guys, I'm the one that decides if you're a dick or not.
Yeah. Jerry's a reasonable man. I have met Jerry twice at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and I've talked to him and raced with him for years. He's a reasonable man. He is the commissioner that we need.
Yeah, it's slash off Jerry. Like, what did you fucking do?
Yeah. Jerry's a good man. He's very fair. He's very considerate. He gives good advice, as you've just heard. So if you piss him off, I mean, you're just a piece of shit. That's all I have to say on the matter.
Hey, it's all about having fun. If everybody's having fun, it's all good. When you start being a dick, I don't care if you're from another country or. On another team together. Screw it.
Goddamn you're Canadians.
There you go.
I'm an equal opportunity offender.
Well, I like that because, I mean, we've talked every now and then on this show. That's why I think this is an interesting topic, because it's not so much about the league that our group runs and our community is involved in, but it could be any league you race in, any league you try to run to start. The idea is always much more glamorous and beautiful than the putting it in practice part, or special events as well. It's messy, and people want perfection in rules and application of the rules and that type of thing. And it's difficult.
It's hard because A, there's always a dick. I mean, it's just, you know, every room's going to have a dick, right?
It's like Michael Jackson's house. No kidding.
That's right. There's always a dick. And then the other part is, I still think there's still some people that don't know when they're in the wrong. You know,
you mean assholes? You mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, they're assholes. You know, they turn down in on you and blame it on you.
Yeah, why'd you do that? You didn't leave any room. Yeah, I mean, there are people. Yeah, it's always somebody else's fault in life, but also in racing.
But hey, yeah, if you're out there and you want to have some Monday night fun, join the Discord, join the league, don't be a dick.
Simple as that. Yeah. There's a rule book. It's not ridiculous.
It's not. In fact, yep.
Because the protests kind of drove you into a short retirement.
100%. Because every protest was the same. X driver did this. X driver says, I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, Y driver, you know, it's just like...
They want execution. Every violation, they want execution. They want permanent suspension. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the only thing that I never got a disagreement on was unsafe rejoins. Because
that's pretty clear.
In my league, if you do an unsafe rejoin, you get suspended for a race. Period. End of story. It's just, it's too fucking stupid. Don't do it. And everyone.
Pet peeve.
Yeah, everyone that did it said, "You're right. I deserved it. I'm sorry. I'll sit out the race."
I panicked. Yeah, people unsafe rejoins are just instant panic. Like, I can still do this. I can still get in back in this thing. I just messed up. Yep. It's you know, in any sport, you catch the ball and you don't freaking know where to throw it once it's in your hands.
Hey, in any game. And I'm not saying you're kicked out of the league forever. I'm just saying you're going to pay a price for it.
Yeah, your home address is going to get posted on the internet for all to see.
We're going to post pictures in the Discord.
Yeah. Your wife, your children, pictures. Yeah, with the target on them. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So how's your pedals working out, Tyler?
Problems. So does that mean we're transitioning into tech talk? I think we are.
Yeah, let's have a little iRacing tech talk.
We haven't in a while. It's a topic that always comes up now and then because it's relevant. We haven't in a while.
I have equipment envy. Does anybody else have equipment envy? I always want to buy better.
You mean? Equipment. I mean, what equipment are we talking here, Jerry? Are you sharing something with us?
I'm past that. I'm old enough. You know, whatever. Just having equipment's good.
I hear you. So you mean like photos of other people's setups?
Oh, I'm assuming. Dick pics, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought, yeah. That's what I assumed.
Somebody advertises something new, somebody's got a different setup, you know.
I'm jealous of 80-20 aluminium because, long-time listeners know that I support my Fanatec direct drive half wheel by pushing my little shit metal rig up against a child's play table. I feel like I need to explain more.
Speaking of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
So if you've just started listening to this show in the last year, you probably don't know that my rig is probably the most jinked up thing that you could have. So maybe let me take a short moment for newcomers to hear it. It is a GTR or some shit, $300, just kind of thin metal. It's not aluminum. It's not the most stable thing in the world, but it's got a little racing seat that hurts my back. It's got a pedal plate. It's got a wheel plate, and it's kind of independent. And I do not have a means to where I'm a single monitor guy, and the monitor's not attached to the rig in any way. So I've tried to figure out how can I have my monitor be somewhat eye level, because my computer desk obviously would not work. So I got on Amazon, and I looked for adjustable tables. And I found a children's play table that in, I guess, elementary school, as kids get, you guys may not believe this, but kids grow. They become short. They become taller over time. So this is a table that has little holes in the bottom, and much like in, say, an Easy Up or such, you can hit a little tab in and raise the table legs to be taller or shorter based on the size of the person using the table. And through ordering this table...
Shit, that's a lot of words to say it's height adjustable.
It's yeah. Rob, it's called painting a picture.
Yeah, that's quite the anecdote.
Yeah, can we get the Cliff Notes version, please? Yeah.
So, long story short, I could adjust the table's height with the monitor on it to the height of my rig. Rob is fucking with me. So, it's a nice little fit. But my rig is not strong enough because I know Rob welded his. So my rig with this wheel, which is powerful, is still shaky, and that throws me off on track. So I push it up against the table for extra support. And I find myself here and there having to like pull the table back into the rig and support it. Does that make sense? Am I just...
Okay. Oh my God.
I've raced in it. It's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous, Rob. You're ridiculous. So, I mean, I'm fast. I can compete with the likes of you. So
yeah, with a proper setup, you'd be even faster.
Well, that's hard to listen to, but that's what I got. That's what I got. I mean, I can't give you that time back in your lives, but that's what I have. It's not normal. It's probably like nothing else anybody has, but it's what I'm used to. Jerry, do you envy it?
Hey, I don't envy that. No.
That really hurts. That hurts.
Because I'm.
I feel like I don't know what I'm even doing.
I'm the type of person that if I had that situation, and I would find a way to make it stable. I would do something. I don't know why.
I've made it stable. I push it up against the
table. I had the same seat as him, Jerry. But Jerry, you know the pedal plate that you shipped him that time?
Yeah.
I had the exact same one from an old like wheel stand that I had when I first got into sim racing. And I welded that onto the rig that Tyler has now, the same one. And it is rock solid. You would take 8 direct drives to even make it flex a millimeter.
Sure.
I swear.
And not all of us have welding skills, but surely you can.
Oh, sorry. I didn't. I got someone to do it for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fucking right. So, yeah. Let's put that in there.
Tyler, no, my hands are quite soft.
Tyler, today I had to have a muffler welded that was on a car I was building, and it's I took it out. It's not with the car or anything. I took it to a muffler shop. They welded it for $20 today and an hour. The point being, put it in your trunk. Go get it fucking welded.
Sounds fair. I think that would help.
Go to a muffler shop. Just say, I need this welded. $20, you're done.
Well, speaking of pedals, I've got, I think the reason Jerry asked me about my pedals, I just recently learned about contact cleaner because I have the CSL Elite pedals that were gifted to me. So I've had those for, over about a year and a half now, let's say. And I get in, I try to go race one day, and the throttle is just jumping all around. The throttle's completely messed up. And I'm troubleshooting that. I try to calibrate it. It's obviously something hardware issue. And it's just the throttle is not working. So I'm dead in the water at that point. And I'm, the sky is falling. It's the Bradley, it's the Beeman way. It's our way. The sky's falling. It's all over. Sim racing's done. Cancel the subscription. Sell the equipment. Cancel the podcast. It's all over.
Not what I remember. What I remember is get out the credit card and buy a new set of pedals.
I almost did it. I came this close to buying new pedals, but I was also very distraught.
Emotional.
So I ask everybody who's way more handy and techie than me, because I'm just tell me what to buy and do, and I'll do it. That's my status. I'm not going to try to pretend to be otherwise. So I get the advice, no, don't spend $500 on club sports. Go get contact cleaner spray and some canned air, and put that contact cleaner spray in the little thing. So I get back with that from the auto parts store. One little toot of that little shit. And my throttle's better than ever, better than it used to be. But then my brake breaks. My brake suddenly just won't work. So I'm undoing the little stoppers and rubber stoppers of the load cell brake. Can't get the brake to work anymore. Not at all. And I'm like, fuck me. I'm even more distraught. I'm like, I'm not meant to sim race. Was this all just a blur and a lie? Do I even know Rob and Patrick and Jerry?
It was just a dream.
Are these even real people? Because I'm like, my throttle, I fixed my throttle in one fell swoop. My brakes are dead. I can't race. And then at one point, I get to the point where I just kick the pedal plate. I'm just slamming on it because I'm like, I'm about to whip out that card and buy some new pedals. So I'm just hitting it with my foot. Like, that's going to do something. And then correct.
Just
and then one, oh yeah. And then one last time. Thank you, Jerry. One last time, I think. Only thing I can think to do before I take this off here, I'm going to jiggle the cord at the bottom. I'm just going to jiggle the cord. Fixed it.
So we should call you the jiggler now?
Apparently, because I can repair pedals like nobody's business. I can spray the shit out of it, and I can jiggle the cord.
I can
save you $500.
Nah, so the story's not over here, because you jiggled it and it worked. So the obvious deduction is something's loose, right?
Yeah.
So,
story of my life. I don't want to unscrew the pedals from the pedal plate.
No. So what happened like a couple days later?
I started to have some other slight issues with the brake, and
slight
I did some
issues.
More.
You said you got in a race, and on turn one, your brakes didn't work.
My brakes, no, they work too much. I got in. I did VRS at Road Atlanta this past week, and I went into turn one, lap 3, in the Lamborghini GT3, and my car came to a sudden stop, a screeching halt. The brakes automatically locked up, and there was nothing I could do.
So, that's twice now. Have you tightened your loose jiggle?
I jiggled it after that lockup, and I've had no problems since.
So you're just going to hope that whatever it is that's loose, it doesn't...
Jerry, don't fucking tell my teammates that. Jesus Christ.
So wait a minute. Let me make sure that I'm straight. You've got something that is loose... That
my brakes are not reliable, Jerry. Somebody cut my brake lines.
Something that's loose and jiggles, and when you jiggle it, it may make your brakes go out, and then you also have a rig that you have to push up against the wall while you're racing to support it, which means you're jiggling your rig.
Don't tell my teammates that. They're listening. Rob, have faith in me, man. I can, Rob, you're muted.
This is awesome.
You've been muted for like the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, I saw. Rob, you're muted again.
You're
Rob.
Muted.
Oh yeah. Whatever.
There you go. Now
I can do whatever I want.
You can.
You were talking, but the.
I feel like Jerry's Patrick is the gummies kicked in for Patrick. I'm sorry. Patrick looks like. Patrick's laughing so hard he looks like he's at the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah. How'd you mute him?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Patrick, you hit mute. Ooh, I'm sorry. Awesome. That's terrible. I'm sorry.
That was great.
No, I mean, Jerry, what you're trying to describe is what one would call an unreliable teammate, and I don't want to hear that. So,
well, then fix it, man. Just fix it.
Yeah, just get your shit together.
That requires me taking my shekels out of the bank. At this point,
I feel like
I can't trust this stuff.
All right,
do it's my greatest anxiety.
Okay, here. Let's make it real simple for you then. Okay, here's the. You said you got a janky setup. Here's the janky way to fix it.
Uh-huh.
Some fucking duct tape and duct tape the wire so it doesn't jiggle.
Red green style, my man. The women don't find you handsome; they should at least find you handy.
I am neither, Rob. I don't think. Patrick got muted for that shit. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are ugly.
Yeah. I'm going to isolate that from Patrick. Yeah. Yeah.
Mute.
Back off air. I feel like we wrap up the main show and take the rest of this to the bonus subscription. What do you say?
Wait. I got one thing.
Patrick is dying. He had to mute his mic because he's dying. I think we keep the rest of this for the bonus. I want to hear what Patrick has to say. Oh, Patrick's giving a thumbs up on camera.
There we go.
What do you say? Jerry, are you good for another 10, 15 minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, folks. This is going to wrap up the main show. We're going to actually deliver on the bonus subscription. So for those that have supported us, we're going to hope to make up for a month of or more of not giving content on that feed. If you want to jump in on that, go to IntoTheApex.com and give us your 99-cent shekels, please. It supports the show because we pull out of pocket with sponsor support. So we do appreciate it.
Hey, if that reminds me, send me my 5 cents for being on the podcast.
5 cents to Jerry per his contract.
There we go.
Deal done. IntoTheApex.com, MadSimRacing.com. If you want to jump into that LMP3 GT4 League that's going to start here in a couple weeks. There's going to be an exhibition race just this Monday coming up. So get on in there. Hang out with us. All of us are going to be there. We're in Discord, and we just shoot the shit and have fun. It's pretty much what you see is what you get on this show and with our group. Jerry, thanks for jumping in. Rob and Pat, Bradley never showed up, the bastard. And we'll be back next week, as always. Studio's going to stay up and running. Bonus time, overtime. We'll see you on that side on Into the Apex.
And everything.
You've been listening to Into the Apex.
From Mad Sim Racing Media.
Check out the show's upcoming road trips and join the community at IntoTheApex.com.